For over 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all for tuning in. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m., bringing you the best related to health and wellness. Today, we're going to have a really great discussion around food, nutrition, multivitamins. Is there a need? Is there not a need? If you're going to take them, which ones? I think it's a really interesting topic. I know for a really long time, multivitamins ruled the natural health space as far as supplements is in regards to number one top seller of what people would buy. I think some of that has been eclipsed a little bit. Some of the biggest top seller these days, fish oils are up there. Turmeric is one of the most popular natural products that's sold as far as supplements are concerned. But multivitamins continue to be in that top tier. And I know just from talking with most patients when they come in, they always ask me the question, doc, should I take a multivitamin? Do I not need a multivitamin? And, you know, the question I think can be answered in many different ways. It has to do with what is your diet? What is your nutrition? What type of food are you eating? What's your lifestyle? How much stress are you under? What other nutrients are you choosing to take? What health conditions do you have? What is the multivitamin that you're selecting to choose? What's the quality? What's in it? What's not in it? And that's something that we're going to talk about today to help people make decisions and decide, are they a good candidate for taking a multivitamin? And if they are, you know, what should they look for as far as brands or ingredients, and what should they not look for? Because, you know, I think people do turn. So many people come in and they say, well, doc, you know, we talk about nutrition in every consult that I have with patients. And I say, well, you know, how's your nutrition? There's an area on my intake form where they fill out a sampled diet diary for a day, what they eat for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snacks. And, you know, so they say, well, I don't eat that great. But, you know, so I take a multivitamin because I know I'm not getting that much nutrition from my food. And so people really rely on multivitamins as a way to supplement, which is exactly what they are, dietary supplements, supplement what they may not be getting in their diet. And that's why they're so popular, because they help alleviate some of the guilt or some of the falling down that we all have, because we all know we don't make the absolute best choices when it comes to food every day. So they're very popular, but there are lots of questions and lots of ways to talk about this issue to really get people educated to understand, you know, are you a good candidate and which one should you choose? So I've got a great special guest on. I have Dr. Aaron Stokes. Aaron Stokes is the medical director at MegaFood and a registered naturopathic doctor in the state of Colorado. In her role as medical director, Aaron has the opportunity to educate on health and wellness topics via webinars, radio shows like this one, articles, and blogs. Dr. Stokes received her naturopathic doctor degree from Bastyr University in 2001. Shortly afterwards, she began to pursue her passion for educating others by teaching Western pathology and psychology of healing at Southwest Acupuncture College. Aaron combines her experience as a naturopathic doctor with an extensive background in the natural products industry. Aaron's personal mission is to empower people with the inspiration and tools to change their lives. Dr. Aaron Stokes practices naturopathic medicine and lives with her family in beautiful Boulder, Colorado. Aaron, thank you so much for taking the time this morning to be with us.
Good morning, Dr. Passero. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. So, Dr. Stokes, we're talking today about issues related to multivitamins. In the introduction, I discussed, you know, just been talking about this idea that multivitamins are super popular and, you know, lots of people are interested about whether or not they should take them or not and their role. But let's talk a little bit about, you know, what is the role of multivitamins in general? Why would a multivitamin be a nutrient or supplement consideration for a lot of people? What are your thoughts on this?
Well, as a naturopathic doctor, I think that multivitamins hold a very important role in filling gaps in the diet. And the common answer that I will get from my patients sometimes is, well, you know, I eat very healthy. I, you know, like buy organic and I do all the right things. And so some of us, I think, realize that we have gaps in our diet. And then there's other people who believe that they really should be able to get everything they need from food. And I believe that food is first. There is no question that your day-to-day nutrition is the foundation for your vitamins and minerals. And the compelling data is that we are not getting enough. Now, there's a few different reasons for that. I'm going to start by talking about some really interesting research that Dr. Donald Davis from the University of Texas in Austin did. And basically, he and his team looked at USDA, so this is the U.S. Department of Agriculture data. This is very mainstream. This is government data. And they looked at the nutritional data on crops, basically 43 fruits and vegetables from 1950 to 1999. And they showed declining nutrient composition. So we know that the food that we're eating today is not the same that our grandparents were eating. And, you know, they were specifically able to show a decrease in some key vitamins and minerals, such as vitamin C, a B vitamin called riboflavin, iron, calcium, and more. So I just wanted to start by saying, yes, fruits and vegetables are really important, and we get phytonutrients from those foods. And, you know, I'm looking right now at a big fruit bowl in my office, and there's no question that we want to continue to eat a wide variety of fruits and vegetables. And I think we just need to acknowledge that things have changed.
Yeah. So, I mean, it is kind of this, I don't know, you want to call it a bit of a dilemma. We know that our body, at least, I mean, this is what I believe, and I think based on, you know, you have a similar training to me as a naturopathic doctor, based on what we learn in nutrition, what we learn in physiology and how the body works, and what we see in clinical practice, the body seems to be able to most effectively recognize, break down, and absorb nutrients from food source, which makes complete sense, right? That's how our body was designed. Millions and millions of years of evolution and pressure and everything that led us to be what we are, that is what our body is designed to do. So getting our nutrients from food cannot be replaced by taking something as a supplement. Now, then we look at, well, what is our food source? And we look at why or how our food source, just like you just talked about, has declined in its nutrient density. And so while we want to look to food to be our primary source of nutrients, the problem is that the food we are eating doesn't quite have the nutrient density that it should. And that, you know, that data that you just talked about goes from today back to 1950. But what would the data look like if you compared the crops of 1950 to the crops of 1850? You know, there,
I know.
Yeah, there may be what we would probably likely see is potentially even more declines in nutrient density. Now, why is it, Dr. Stokes? Can you shed any of your thoughts or insights into why the crops we are growing today have significantly lower nutrient density than the crops we were eating 90, 80 years ago?
Absolutely. I'd be happy to. I think that there are several factors. One is crop yield. There's been a high emphasis on yield to produce as much as possible. And when the farm practices are focused on that, oftentimes plants aren't even given the opportunity to go through their full life cycle. We're just trying to turn things over and get as much out of that soil as we can. And so consequently, then we also deplete the soil of minerals. Also, extensive pesticide and herbicide use, I think, undoubtedly contribute to this issue. So we're not really, you know, there are, first of all, I don't want to demean the farmers, because I am a huge fan of organic and sustainable farming. And at MegaFood, we partner with farms that are doing it right. And I also just recognize that some of these very large industrial scale farms have been pushed to do things differently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's not a, it's just the reality of the situation. You know, it's just looking at what we're eating and how that affects our body is the focus of what we're taking. And when you look at the way that large yield farms produce food, again, the emphasis is on yield. And through the development of botanical study and botany and understanding plants and plant life cycles, through the development of artificial fertilizers and pesticides and herbicides, we have been able to sort of work to manipulate nature in a way to get huge crop yields in a shorter period of time. Now, it comes at an expense. And, you know, when you look at, let's say, a really, you look at traditional farming methods before we had all of these tools. And, you know, you see this mirrored in organic farms that aren't using synthetic fertilizers and pesticides and herbicides. There are certain things that have to be done in order to nurture the land to allow for healthy crops. If you're not going to be using heavy amounts of pesticides and herbicides and fertilizers, the soil has to provide the nutrients necessary for the plant. Now, they do use, you know, naturally based fertilizers, but you still have to give the soil what it needs to produce a healthy plant, because the plant, if you're going to be using less pesticides and herbicides, the plant has to be healthier. And I think what people don't always understand is that plants have built-in mechanisms for repelling insects and for repelling predators. So, for example, I saw a post the other day that another naturopath, a friend of mine, put on Facebook that was about lima beans. When lima beans sense that they are under attack from a caterpillar, they release a certain type of sweet fragrance, a different type of phenolic, which is a chemical compound that plants release that has a sweet odor to it.
That's fascinating. And that's so interesting.
Well, it gets better. That phenolic then travels to the surrounding lima bean plants around it and triggers them to release this sweet type of phenolic chemical. That sweet type of phenolic chemical attracts a type of wasp. And that wasp lays its eggs in the caterpillars. It's a parasitic wasp. And the wasp will lay its eggs in the caterpillar, and the wasp larvae will feed off of the caterpillar and kill it. So the lima bean has engineered itself a way to naturally repel the caterpillar predators by changing what it releases with the pressures of nature that are acting on it. Now, in order for that plant to be able to go through that process of self-defense, it has to be properly nurtured. It has to be able to produce these different phenolics and respond. So the healthier the plant, the healthier the response. And so these methods of organic farming and traditional farming do things like, if you plant a crop on a certain patch of land, most crops need a lot of nitrogen to grow and thrive. That is the main fertilizer that's used on all crops in conventional farming, is nitrogen, 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 right? Because it causes things to grow quickly and to grow large. Well, it depletes the soil. So in an organic farm, what they would do is, instead of applying nitrogen to the soil, what they would do is, after a year or two of growing plants that need a lot of nitrogen, they would either let the land lay fallow, or they would plant a crop like beans for a year, maybe that they don't even harvest, because certain plants then refix the nitrogen back into the soil.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. In that crop rotation, I mean, that's just such an excellent example of the synergy and the intelligence that is inherent in plants. And likewise, you know, people that have farmed the land for a long time, they understand those principles of crop rotation.
Yes.
So,
yeah,
there's no question that our food supply has changed dramatically. So even those people that are trying to eat their best are likely falling short.
Mm-hmm.
And in addition, we have to, I think, be real about the state of American nutrition. You know, when you look at similar historic data in terms of our sugar consumption has just skyrocketed.
I know.
And so we really are having this diet in our country, and I'm not speaking for everyone, but I think I'm speaking for a lot of people, where we're getting plenty of calories. In fact, probably too many calories in many cases, but they're not coming from nutrient-dense foods.
That's right.
They're coming from a sugary soda or a fast food burger or some of these other places. And so when we look at the state of nutrition in this country, the reason I call it an epidemic of nutritional poverty sounds pretty dramatic.
Yeah.
But the fact is that the statistics on vitamin and mineral deficiencies in this country are quite dramatic.
Mm-hmm. No, I would agree. So we're going to need to take a quick break, Dr. Stokes, but when we come back, we can pick up the conversation and talk a little bit more about, you know, the role of nutrients in plants. And I mean, it's a fun topic. We could talk about it all day. So don't go anywhere.
We could.
I know. This is Dr. Kevin Fassero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500. We're going to be back right after these words.
Megafood premium whole food supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where GeroFormula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health. But we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. A wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Fassero. Thank you all for tuning in. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m., so don't forget to set your dials. Today, we're talking with Dr. Erin Stokes. She is the medical director at Megafood and a naturopathic doctor in the state of Colorado. In her role as medical director, Erin has the opportunity to educate on health and wellness topics via many different outlets of webinars, radio shows, articles, and blogs. So we've been talking today about, the overarching theme is going to be a discussion around multivitamins and their need or not need for people. And we talked in the last segment about the role of different types of farming practices and how it's led to changes in the nutritional quality of our food over the last 60 to 70 years based on research that has been done recently showing decreased nutrient content in food now versus in the 1950s. Now, Dr. Stokes, you were going to bring up in this segment some really interesting research that's been done by the CDC on nutrient deficiencies in Americans. So maybe we can segue right into that.
Sure, Kevin, I'd love to talk about that. So often with the question around multivitamins, people ask, do I really need it? Do you really think I'm deficient? I've heard I can get everything I need from my diet. So I like to highlight some of this recent research, and it is quite recent. It's from July 2015, and it's from the Center for Disease Control. And it shows that Americans are just not consuming enough of the right foods to get all of the essential nutrients that are needed. So there's approximately, just to kind of level set about how many people there are in our country, approximately 300 million. So maybe, you know, recent census might be more like 320, but approximately 300. And that will give you a benchmark for some of this data. So we've got 66 million people have vitamin D insufficiency. And that's not really news to us, you know, as naturopathic doctors. There's so many people in our country that aren't getting enough vitamin D. And we'll talk a little bit more about that. 30 million are deficient in vitamin D6. And that's surprising to a lot of people. So that's about one out of every 10 people in our country. And as we know, vitamin B6 plays a really important role in energy production as well as a healthy mood. So it's, you know, you start thinking about these vitamin deficiencies and some of the things that we're seeing with people. 18 million are deficient in vitamin B12. And one that really surprised me, Dr. Passero, is we have 15 million people in this country that have low serum vitamin C. Now, if somebody, you know, even, and I want to give a shout out again to the farmers, because we talked about declining nutrient composition, and there are so many farmers that are doing it right these days with organic and sustainable practices. And if you are eating lots of fruits and vegetables, you're likely to, you know, you might fall short of some other vitamins, but you're probably going to get enough vitamin C. So I think that one in particular is a testament to the fact that Americans are not eating enough fruits and vegetables. So We have all of these major, these are important vitamins. Every single one of these, magnesium is another very common deficiency that was represented in the CDC data. So I like to just share that with people, kind of in my case. I feel like I'm making the case for multivitamins here.
Well, yeah.
I believe in them. You know, I take one every day. My 9-year-old takes a multivitamin every day.
Yeah.
My husband, I believe this is very important.
Yeah, and I mean, we can talk about a whole nother issue. We focus this idea of nutrient deficiency solely on the basis of a decline in the nutrient content of crops based on deficient soils and farming practices. But there's another factor, Dr. Stokes, that we haven't talked about that is so incredibly key for nutrient deficiencies that make a great argument for looking at supplemental nutrient therapy like multivitamins. And that has to do with depletions of nutrients based on pharmaceutical therapy. We know
that,
let's say, birth control pills, which so many women are on, they're used not only just for birth control, but they're also used as a therapy for millions of women for hormonal irregularities. And we know that birth control pills lower specific nutrients, specifically B6, in a huge way, and also folic acid. So there's like a very specific nutrient deficiency associated with them. I've written a very popular book on acid reflux, and the research that I was doing, that the proton pump inhibiting medications that many people take for their reflux, which are very commonly prescribed, they're available over the counter, and they're thought to be safe, which I'm telling you, they are not as safe as everybody thinks they are, but they are associated with significant nutrient deficiencies around magnesium, particularly when that blood pressure medication, or when that acid reflux medication is mixed with blood pressure medications, you can get significant deficiencies in magnesium. You can get significant deficiencies in B12. So in calcium. So, and there's a whole list. If you look up drug nutrient depletions from very well-researched sources, there are hundreds of pharmaceutical medications that people either need to be on or have been prescribed that they're taking that inhibit the proper breakdown and absorption of nutrients. And so if you do not supplement with something additional besides diet, even if you're eating organic food, you're going to be deficient. And so if you're one criteria for people that should highly consider being on a multivitamin therapy would be looking at your pharmaceuticals if you're on any for the management of any health conditions.
Yes, completely agreed. I used to work for almost 7 years at an integrative pharmacy and had the privilege of working side by side with an excellent pharmacist who's also a trained herbalist. And it was really a service to the people coming in to be able to share with them. We actually even had nutrient depletion information sheets that he would then put on the appropriate prescriptions, such as several of the ones that you just mentioned and highlighted, which I think are a couple of the most important ones, some of the most widely prescribed medications, such as oral contraceptive pills and the PPIs, you know, the proton pump inhibitors, like you said, are very widely used. So I think that, you know, education is power, you know, and I think that when we talk about doctor is teacher and the work that we do is that we really want to empower people with the information that they need. And at MegaFood, we have designed this doctor-formulated line of multivitamins. And who we worked with was Tarot Naylor Dog. She's a medical doctor, and she's an expert in supplements, botanical medicine. She's internationally recognized, and she's also recently written a book herself that I wanted to mention. It's called Fortify Your Life, Your Guide to Vitamins, Minerals, and More. And she, as a medical doctor, you know, she has included in the back a whole table full of information around medications and nutrient depletions. She also goes through each nutrient one by one and really talks about what it does, what its role is in the body, excellent food sources, as well as who is at risk for deficiency. And I think that many people will find themselves at risk in several of those different categories. So I think that the best thing that we can do is to inform and educate and then get the right supplements into people's hands. And like we said earlier, supplement is just that. That's why it's called a supplement. It is intended to supplement your daily nutrition. And always food is first, but I'm firmly convinced that these multis hold an important role in people's day-to-day routine. And I love that we've really updated this line by working with Dr. Lodog, and we still have our vitamins and minerals delivered through Whole Food, which is a signature of MegaFood formulas. And what we've done that's really different, you know, a lot of people...
Wait, so Erin, I'm going to stop you for a second, because what I'd like to do to frame this conversation, we need to take a quick break. When we come back, what I would like to do is talk about what is typically out there for multivitamins and really bring this conversation into the context of not just what's good about the mega food ones, but what people need to look for on a label to start to understand whether or not the product they're choosing off the shelf is actually going to give them the benefit that they seek by taking a multivitamin. And then we can talk about the differences. So this is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500. We're going to take a quick break, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after these words.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA certified organic, non-GMO verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Don't forget to tune in next week. My co-host Dana Lake will be returning for another great show. Today, we're talking with Dr. Erin Stokes, the medical director for Megafood. She is also a registered naturopathic doctor in the state of Colorado with a private practice. Dr. Stokes is always a great guest on the show, and today is no exception. We've been talking about the role of multivitamins in a potential supplement regimen. So we've discussed the need for multivitamins based on decreased amounts of nutrients in our current crops due to modern farming. We've talked about common nutrient deficiencies that have been discovered via research by the CDC in Americans. We're talking about vitamin B6, vitamin D, vitamin B12 are all high rates of deficiency. Magnesium is another one. And we talked about the role of pharmaceutical therapies in creating nutrient deficiencies and how that needs to be a consideration in deciding whether or not you should take a multivitamin. So now that we've laid down some groundwork for understanding if it's something that you think you might want to include, let's now discuss the idea around vitamins in general, because going out and buying a multivitamin and deciding that, oh yeah, I take one of those drugs that you guys talked about, or I know that I can't always eat the best diet, I'm going to get a multivitamin. Going to the shelf and finding one is a whole nother journey of understanding what you are getting. And so now in the second half of the show, we're going to teach you exactly what to look for and what not to look for when choosing a multivitamin, so that your energy, effort, and investment in that product is actually going to give you what you are hoping, which is adequate amounts of the right nutrients that are absorbable and bioavailable. So, Dr. Stokes, let's talk about this. Supplement quality. Can you help us as somebody who, you know, as the medical director of one of what I would consider to be the leading brands of nutritional supplements on the market, what can you briefly tell us about the differences in quality when it comes to supplements on the shelf?
Sure, Dr. Passero, it's a great topic. I'm glad that we're going to discuss this, because many people tell me how overwhelming it is for them to try to choose a multi. And so something that you really want to look at is, what is the company, what are their practices? You may want to be looking for purity seals, for example. Are they doing testing, for example, are they doing testing on the purity and the potency of their products? Are they able to tell you where that testing is done? Are they doing it in-house? If they are, is their lab certified? You, as a detective, you know, I like people to also be a label detective. And so it really helps a lot of people start to read the labels on the food they're eating. You know, and I always say, you know, less is more on these labels. And I feel the same way when you're looking at your multivitamin label. Are you seeing a whole list of additional ingredients that you probably don't want in your multi? For example, dyes or some kind of filler, some, you know, these names that you don't know or recognize. And so we're looking for transparency, visibility, purity seals, and minimizing extraneous additives.
Exactly. So, I mean, you know, you're going out there and you're buying a product and you're buying it to get the nutrients. You're not necessarily buying it to get the other ingredients. And in manufacturing supplements, it is necessary to add some other ingredients. They're called maybe flowing agents or expedients, things that help the actual vitamins that are the good things flow through the machines and turn into a tablet or a capsule or whatever they are. But you can always tell by looking at the list of other ingredients on a product, the quality, by looking for a few key things that I'm going to explain to you right now. So, for example, I'm not going to name the name, but I'm looking at probably the most commonly named, sort of inexpensive multivitamin on the market. You see big TV commercials for it. It's owned by a major pharmaceutical company. And there are some things in the list. Of course, you have the list of nutrients, and we've got vitamin A, C, D, E, K, thiamine, all the B vitamins, zinc, selenium, all the things that look really good. And then there's a separate section that says ingredients. And in that list, there's a couple things to look for. The first thing you can almost always tell about the quality of a nutrient is if you look for the type of vitamin E, E as in Edward, used in a vitamin. There's two forms of vitamin E. There's one called D-alpha-tocopherol, which is the natural vitamin E derivative. And there's one called DL, as in Larry, DL-alpha-tocopherol. That is a synthetic vitamin E. If any vitamin that you buy that's a multi that contains vitamin E has listed in its ingredients the DL form, think of L like loser, you want to put that supplement back on the shelf. It is the reason why the synthetic form is included over the natural form simply has to do with cost to the manufacturer. They can still list that there's 400 IUs of vitamin E in their product, but if they're using the synthetic form of vitamin E, they are paying significantly less for that raw material, which means that either A, they give it to you at a discounted price, so it's a cheaper supplement, so it has better sales potential, or B, they're selling it for the same price as a product with the natural vitamin E, they're just padding their margins, right? Making more money per sale. So looking at DL, that's one of the first things that I learned about supplements, and it is a key. If you turn a bottle around that has vitamin E and it has DL, alpha tocopherol, put it back. Now, other ingredients. There's BHT, which is an artificial preservative that says to preserve freshness. There is no need for BHT, which is a potential carcinogen. It's a synthetic preservative that should not be in a product that you are taking for your health. I'm looking at another ingredient in this list that's Red Lake number 40. That's an artificial dye. Blue Lake number 2, an artificial dye. Yellow Lake number 6, an artificial dye. You do not need artificial dyes, artificial preservatives, and synthetic vitamins in a product that you are taking to benefit your health, because every single one of those things that I just listed has some degree of research showing that it is not beneficial for your health. Hydrogenated palm oil. Hydrogenated oils have been pretty much banned from food sources in the United States, banned in Europe and Canada for many years, because hydrogenated oils are known to be like trans type fats, which are not good for your arteries and promote heart disease. Why would you want that in your product or in your supplement? You don't. So the shorter the list of other ingredients is on that label, probably the better it is. And looking for some of these key identifiers as far as what forms of the vitamin they put in and what the other ingredients are can be a great way to get yourself label smart when it comes to shopping for vitamins and multivitamins in particular. So those are just a few examples. Now we look at a company like Megafood. Let's talk a little bit about some of the things that Megafood did in the formulation of its new products, because they did take time to create a product that actually delivers a benefit rather than any harm.
Yes, Kevin, thank you. I think that it's important to remember that you're taking this, hopefully, you should be taking your multi every single day. So anything like those ingredients that you listed, you're ingesting on a daily basis. So, you know, at Megafood, we of course don't have any of those negative ingredients that you mentioned. We also list in this new line all of the nutrient forms, and we're using the more active bioavailable nutrient forms. And I love what you did there with looking at a Hallmark nutrient, because I used to do that when I did work in an integrative pharmacy setting where people just wanted to know. And I would use, sometimes I would use vitamin D as an example, or I could really pick almost any vitamin or mineral and just show them the form in the different forms and different multis. You know, we really take it a step further with our multis in making sure, ensuring that they are soy, dairy, and gluten-free.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't, and we don't just state that, we test that. We have an ISO 9001 certified lab. We're also certified gluten-free by NSF, which is really important for our customers that may have gluten issues or dairy or soy issues. For me, you know, I don't really have major issues with any of those food groups. I don't particularly want to be taking them, again, daily in a daily multi. And I have, you know, I encounter folks that are like, yeah, there's soy everywhere. I'm so happy to hear there's not soy in your multivitamin.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about what it doesn't have. Let's talk about what it does have. So it's our new formula is our doctor formulated multi-line, again, that we formulated along with our partnership with Tirone Lodog, a widely respected integrative medical expert in botanical medicine and supplements. We have two tablets a day, and there's some really good data that shows that the two tablet a day serving size is nice, because you can get more than that one a day. There's always going to be those people that want the convenience of a one a day. But the two tablet serving size allows you to get in a bit more of that potency without compromise. All of our vitamins and minerals are delivered through Whole Food, and that's, you know, our mega food signature. So just wanted to, for example, our vitamin C is delivered through Uncle Matt's whole organic oranges. We have active forms of B vitamins, and don't you just see in with your patients how important those B vitamins are and how many things can often be working against optimal absorption of B vitamins? For example, we have methylated forms of B12 and folate. And I find, do you find that that's something that people know a lot about, or that you're really educating your patients about the importance of those methylated forms?
No, people know very little about the nuances, and they shouldn't have to. I mean,
they shouldn't.
Yeah, it's not something that, you know, people, that's talked about widely. People know very little about the differences in the way that nutrients are delivered. And there are huge differences in the bioavailability, the absorption and activation of using these different nutrients, with research had shown that, you know, certain forms are way more beneficial when you take them as a supplement than others. And these methylated forms of B vitamin, like you're alluding to, are what are called activated. When you take, let's say, a typical B vitamin supplement in its non-methylated form, you absorb it, but it's not active. Your body has to then do this process called methylation to then actually turn the B vitamin into something that the cells can use. By formulating nutritional supplements that already use the methylated form of the B vitamin, you're then taking in a product that your cells can use immediately. And it improves the clinical effectiveness. And we've seen that in an example like B12, where the most common type of B12 in a supplement is called cyanocobalamin, which is an inactivated form of vitamin B12. And then there are supplements that contain methylcobalamin, which is the activated form. Well, we know by looking at studying blood levels that using an oral methylcobalamin has greater impact on blood levels of B12 than a cyanocobalamin, because it's an activated form. And that example spreads over the many different B vitamins that are available in supplements and folic acid, and then also translates into other nutrients like we talked about with vitamin E, synthetic versus natural. So,
It just helps the vitamin, you know, ultimately for, you know, listeners out there that it may, some may be tuned into the science and others may not, but it really just helps these vitamins work better in your body. I mean, that's kind of the bottom line. We also wanted to add vitamin K2 and choline. You know, we're finding that choline, it's a member of the B vitamin family. It's the richest food source that most people are ingesting is egg yolk. And isn't it interesting, you know, that there's with such a trend towards egg white omelets, for example, because you're missing the best part of the egg, the yolk. The choline is really important for nervous system health, and it's missing from a lot of people's diets. So We really updated these formulas with the latest science, and we created gender and age specific. So we've got a whole line for men, whole line for women. Both the men and women have the multi for women, for example, women 40 plus and then women 55 plus. And same for men, because needs change during life. We have specific needs, and we have different needs at different times of life. I'll use iron for an example. Our multi for women, 55 plus, is iron free, as it should be at that point. Most women have stopped menstruating and as such should not be supplementing with iron. Mm-hmm. And if a woman's just grabbing a standard multi for women, she's over 55, you know, she may be in her late 50s, 60s or beyond, she may be supplementing with iron that she doesn't need.
Yep.
So we tried to do really specific things like that. Another example of our women 55 plus, it includes green tea leaf extract to support breast health.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, that's a whole nother degree of looking at formulation. It's not just looking at, this general conversation of good type of supplement versus a bad type of supplement and what you're actually getting or you want from your nutrient. But you guys actually partnered with a very well-respected medical doctor to look at research and science and select specific nutrients that actually will support people at different phases in their life, which is a whole nother degree of advanced formulation related to multivitamin rather than a one-size-fits-all. We're going to have to take a quick break, but I wanted to give like a quick example. If you look at on the mega food, and I mean, listen, I do love mega food multivitamins in general. They're what I recommend for my pregnant patients, and anything from Whole Foods tends to be better absorbed. Not all of the nutrients that I prescribe are from the brand mega food, but I do like some of the work that they do. But any good product, you'll see this when you look at their product label, just like we talked about in the other ingredients list, there are three things mentioned of some plant cellulose, silica, and vegetable lubricant to help with the flowing agents. When you look at that other brand that I was talking about in other ingredients, there's a list of probably 15 items that have no relation to really making it a good product. Artificial colors, those things that I spoke about. So those are another trick to understanding how to select a good product. And that's an example, comparison analysis of what a good one looks like and a bad one. When we come back from the break, we're going to be finishing up this conversation with Dr. Stokes, so don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're going to be back right after these words.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 36, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, information, visit Jero.com. Jero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
I'm ready.
Great. Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am Dr. Kevin Passero. My wonderful co-host Dana Lake will be returning next week. Thank you all for tuning in. Today we've been talking with Dr. Aaron Stokes, a registered naturopathic doctor in the state of Colorado and the medical director of Megafood, a leading brand of health and wellness supplements. And, you know, we're going to talk a little bit about Megafood's unique angle. We've covered so much ground today. Hopefully you've learned, you know, a little bit about why you might actually want to consider choosing a multivitamin as part of your supplement regimen, learned about why that's an important issue, some medications that cause depletions. So, I mean, there's a lot, I think, that we've discussed, and I want to circle back to, you know, something that I mentioned at the beginning of the show with Dr. Stokes relating to the fact that we know that nutrients are best absorbed and best utilized by the body when they are seen in food, which makes complete sense because that's how our body was designed to extract these nutrients. Now, we look at, let's say we know somebody's on birth control and it could potentially deplete their levels of B6, which is a very common nutrient depletion. So somebody goes out and buys a multivitamin that contains B6. In 99% of the products on the market, the B6 in that nutrient or in that multivitamin was made in a laboratory. It was synthetically formulated or synthetically made. It's natural in that it matches the exact form of B6 that we see in nature, but it was made using different reactions in a laboratory to make this big batch of B6 powder that then is distributed to be included in different supplements. Now, we know that that will have benefit for people and prevent them from becoming deficient and developing health conditions. But what if we could come up with a way of taking blending food and supplement together so that we get a supplemental boost of nutrients, but in a food-based form that our body can potentially more easily recognize, absorb, and utilize? So now, Dr. Stokes, I just basically explained the mission statement of Megafood, correct?
Yes, you did.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Right. So explain briefly, because this is our last segment. We've got about 5 or 6 minutes left. What a Megafood supplement is in relation, why it's a food-based supplement is what it's called. Can you explain that a little bit?
Yes. You know, we really talk about the real food, you know, that we utilize in our supplements. And we believe in transparency. So we're very transparent about what we do. In fact, one of favorite thing for people to do is go to megafood.com and you can actually look at live cameras. So you may wind up seeing some fresh food coming from a farm partner, or you might see some food such as an oranges on our dryer. So just to kind of make it real, we get oranges. Our vitamin C is delivered in whole orange, and it comes from Uncle Matt's Organic Orange Grove. I mentioned that earlier. Down in Claremont, Florida, every orange is handpicked. So those oranges are picked, they are put in a crate, that crate goes up to New Hampshire where our facility exists. And we just came up with a very innovative process. In fact, one of the people who was instrumental in creating our process just celebrated his 30-year anniversary with the company yesterday. Just a huge congratulations to him. And partnered with the University of New Hampshire. So sometimes people say, well, how do you do this? Well, we did research with a team at the University of New Hampshire, since we're located in New Hampshire, about how we could deliver nutrients in whole food. And so how we do this is each vitamin or mineral is delivered in a select whole food that's designed to best deliver that nutrient to your body in a form that can be recognized and easily assimilated. To that end, many people are happy from a convenience point of view that they can take these any time of day, even on an empty stomach.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned that, Kevin, because for some people, you know, they're interested in the process, but that's kind of where the rubber meets the road. I was just had the opportunity to be at Echo West in California. Me and 70,000 of my closest friends were all there at Echo West. And I had so many people come up to me, and this happens to me whenever I'm out in the world, and say, you know, I just want to tell you that I tried so many different multivitamins, and this was the one, the only one that I found that I could take, and it didn't upset my stomach. I felt really good after I took it. And, you know, I'm not sure exactly what you all are doing, but that was, that meant that, that was the proof to me. So
yeah,
again, you know, that's the reality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, it is interesting. And I hear those stories too in my practice working with people. And, you know, some people are kind of the canary in the coal mine where their systems are very sensitive and they don't do well with the synthetic nutrients. And you try them on multivitamins and you try them on B complex vitamins and they are very disruptive to their system. And then you transition them to something like a whole food based nutrient and they say, wow, that was fine. And the place where I've seen that play out more than any other area of health is with pregnancy, because there's so much sensitivity in the gastrointestinal tract, particularly in the first trimester of pregnancy. That's the whole morning sickness, nausea, and women are, their stomachs are so sensitive as the hormonal levels change and things shift in pregnancy. And the first thing I do is just say, well, get started on, and I usually recommend the Megafood prenatals. And women,
the baby and me.
Yeah, yes. The baby and me. And women do so well. And it's like, I myself can tolerate almost any form of a nutrient, no matter what it is. But when you watch people who are sensitive, you know that there's something going on in the physiological processes of the body that's making it easier to utilize some of these food-based nutrients. And full disclosure, I mean, my practice and my recommendations are not exclusively Megafood. I use products from all across the lines because each person needs something individual. But if you're somebody that is sensitive or you really want and it's important to you to look at a food-based source of your nutrients, it's a great brand to look at. And they've done a lot of innovative and cutting-edge things to really help, you know, and develop a line that is unique and high quality and formulated with very cutting-edge science and is food-based. So it's really it's a great option. They're a good company. You're a good company.
Thank you. I believe so, too. And I came to Megafood, and it's been close to 5 years ago now, because I saw the results, you know. And for many people, they hear how passionate I am about our line and our supplements, and they should know that back, you know, over 10 years ago, when I was just learning about Megafood, I didn't really know how I felt about this. I didn't know how I felt about nutrients delivered in whole food. And my first experience was with Blood Builder, which is really a gateway product to our line for many people.
Yeah.
And you know, as you know, Blood Builder is a product that has our food state iron and other B vitamins to help with healthy blood and supporting healthy iron levels in the blood. We also have beetroot that comes from another farm partner in Oregon, Selfish Island Farms. And I saw the results.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the difference. I saw women that could not tolerate or take iron supplements have such a positive result with this product over and over and over. And then you start to realize, okay, there's something that's being done right. And I kept looking deeper and deeper into it, and lo and behold, here I am, the medical director with the company. But it's really true. I wasn't always a true believer, but I learned more, and, you know, there's a lot of transparency and visibility with what we're doing, and so I see the results every day.
No, it's great. It's a great story. Well, and I agree. So, Dr. Stokes, thank you so much. We are out of time, so we're going to wrap things up.
Thank
you, I appreciate
Kevin.
You being on the show today. I hope everybody learned a little bit about multivitamins and has a little bit of a better idea of if you should consider taking one, and if you decide to take one, whether it's a Megafood brand or a different brand, looking at labels, looking at the ingredients, and really being able to properly select. The show is sponsored by the Village Green Apothecary, and they've got an amazing selection of different nutrients and different brands that are very high quality, great nutritional educators that can help you select something. They carry the full line of Megafood as well as many other lines that you can go and select from. So thank you all for tuning in. This is Dr. Kevin Pacera with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and I'll look forward to you talking to you guys next time. Take care.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.